How you be, how you do. Oh, it is time to turn another corner, a 420 corner. Yeah, I'm gonna light this here up real quick. I've got some good bud. That Mendo breath, what do you know about it? If you do, please leave a comment below. Or leave a comment telling me what you smoke. We ain't no smoke. It's all good. In the neighborhood. What is going on in the world? Well, we're on fire over here in California. We just had one of my favorite little midway stops on up to the Sierra Range, little town by the name of Shavertown. I don't think it exists anymore in the same capacity. A lot of memories going up the 168 four lane, and now it's pretty much crispy. I know there was plants probably planted all up and down in those areas. Folks have been planting and living there forever and ever. It seems like, well, not forever and ever, but for a very long time. There's families that have been there for probably a good 50 years or more. And some newbies. This was unfortunate, unseen. That's the reason why I'm talking about the whole situation. It's just kind of, it is devastating. Not kind of, it is devastating. I want to send a lot of shout outs and love going out to the folks over there at Cressman's. Again, they stayed around as long as they could, trying to help out the first responders, the fire folks that were up there. Again, shout outs to them for their job that they did. I'm quite sure they tried to save that building. But if anybody's been in a raging fire that consumes both sides of the road, and I've only been on a short little, you know, maybe 2 mile, both sides are on fire, you know, and it's still, you know, intense. The heat is there. I can't imagine something that is fully engulfed. You know, it isn't nice. It's not pretty. It's very eventful. Quite sure. As far as expecting to get out alive, that definitely, you know, you are saying prayers, you're doing things to, to make sure that you are all right. So again, I just wanted to reflect that time and tell everybody to send prayers out to the folks that are up there working, and then the folks that that are hoping that their homes are saved, are hoping that there's a good outcome in this situation. So yeah, now you know, we still got some stuff to talk about. Again, getting to the top of the top, you know, that's one of the tops, you know, that we know that things are on fire And again, it's going to make for a rough and tough outdoor season, but on the indoor side, I'm quite sure things are well taken care of, and there's some indoor grows that are doing good. I did want to reflect back on the story of the mass shooting down in Riverside County. Again, we have markets that are out there, and they are doing what anybody's going to do. They're taking advantage of whatever situation this is, and we know that the more you start going into making it local, having some grows just like we did back in the day, where you have the farmer's market and everything is on a farmer's type situation, that does puts a little leeway. It puts a comfort zone in between having just all out black market versus having all out taxes. The taxes that are around are taxes that are suppressing folks from actually going in, having dispensaries, and actually supporting the dispensaries. I think it's the overtaxing that actually is driving the, you have the taxing, the licensing. It is so difficult for folks to get involved. It doesn't make a difference whether you have the money or not. And so we're seeing that pop up all around us. People might say, oh, it's because, you know, you just let bad, no, you have a lot of stirrants or stimulus situations that are going on. And that's, for one, folks are locked up inside their house and they, you know, want a quick fix to grabbing some cannabis. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to their local person that has it, that, you know, there isn't any, you know, it's not an essential, it was deemed a non-essential, you know, so all the cannabis shops closed, they got broken into, people, you know, it was a mess, folks, we know, you know. So with that said, and then it's the same thing, you know, what do these people have to do to defend their business? You know, so that's where it becomes real sticky, because you've got the business part that's taking place, and then you have life that's taking place. I did have a chance to go down to Venice Beach, and there was a lot of shops that didn't make it that'll probably close now because all of their inventory got taken. You know, there was no way for them to know and guard that place, you know. So, you know, when the riots hit, they hit the dispensaries, and, a lot of dispensaries did not make it, you know. The ones that did, it was hard, it was rough, because now you made it, maybe you had some kind of collateral damage, and you got to clean that up, and you don't know when your doors are going to open, you know. One door is in between $2,000 and $4,000. So just a rock coming through a front door, you know, that's all glass, you know, will cost the average owner, and let's say even $1,000 to $4,000 or $5,000, depending on the door. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things, you know, you're not gonna get that door if it's all glass like that. You know, there's a lot of variables with that. So, you know, with that said, how do we rethink these situations? I had a chance to listen in on some Illinois action. that was taking place, and I apologize in advance. I do not have the names in front of me of the lawyer and the podcast that I heard this on. It was actually a Zoom podcast, so I really enjoyed it, though. They were talking about the same things that we experience in California, being we experience a lot of situations that really lead to, like, the road to nowhere. You know, you have a lot of hoops that you jump over, but you're not really actually treading in any type of situation. It's just mud and muck, and people are saying things, but things aren't really happening. You know, they want you to reveal everything about yourself, and then, you know, bottom line is they might not even pick your actual lottery number, or, you know, whatever ticket. You know, and I'm saying this, and I don't want to be so so loose with my language and what I'm saying won't happen, but I'm really not trying to be a pessimist about this here. I want to be optimistic about the whole situation and say that there is some level of transparency that's taking place. There is some equitable situations that are happening. But as I stated before, we're down here in Fresno right now with this production. And I can say that we don't even have a dispensary that we can go to that's legal in Fresno County unless I travel all the way to Farmersville area. I could go to Token Farm, Valley Pure. There's a couple of other ones out there that I can think of. I wanted to give them a shout out. I know Kalinga is active with their dispensary. And then you move into other areas, you know. I'm not for sure about Merced, Modesto, Ceres, Atwater, Turlock, Stockton, you know, Lodi, Sacramento. All of those places have dispensaries, so it's a little different in the dry areas. We happen to have a situation where there isn't any type of state compliance with the actual dispensaries. There's actually a I want to say lawsuit out, or they are trying to stop dispensaries from other areas coming from coming into the Fresno County area and selling cannabis. Do I think that that's a good thing? I say keep it local. I think there should be a certain cap on how many big-time dispensaries can come in. And that's it should be like a lottery where it changes every couple of years. And in that way, everybody gets a piece of the pie and no one's stagnant. And you just, you know, you just have that rotation in there. And, you know, you have bigger fish. And, you know, you make sure like a lottery of like 5 or 10, you know, brand name, you know, dispensaries or production, cannabis production companies. You know, they are, you know, they get exclusives to deliver their product in this area. Another thing that would be nice is if you had outlets that actually had these type of products. Excuse me for hitting the phone. I'm getting all animated with my hands. But they had these type of products available so people could actually test them, because I think that's the big deal. But it's so much, folks. There is so much out. I mean, I just seen this brand new bong that is just incredible, and it's made off a simple technique, but they took their technique and stepped it up a notch. And so when you see it, you go, oh, so I would love to give one of those away. I need to make sure I can stay in contact with those folks. So that's what I'm going to do. I know that you are wondering what else is going on with Cannabuzz and what's going on with the whole movement, Kev. You know, Cannabuzz, Kev, I ain't seen you on TV. You haven't been on Instagram, Facebook, or any of the social medias that strong. And I do agree, I haven't. So what we've been doing is we have been in the lab real strong, getting ready for the TV side of life. And that goes out to a few people. And if it gets, you know, so many people, you know, then it goes out to a whole bunch more. So I really need your support. What is going on, everybody? It is Cannabuzz Kev. If for some odd reason, there's a buzz. There's a buzz going on. I'm over here at, over here in what is called the Tower District, looking at the future of Fresi. That's right. It is changing around here. We have a new venue that's actually being added to the Tower District. The Artist Tree. And that is basically I want to say a space for artists. I don't know just yet. We're waiting to see what's going to actually happen with the building. I think it's going to be something positive. I think anything to do with bringing cannabis dispensaries and music plus lounging all together. Oh, yeah. I think it's something that's getting ready to be monumental here in the Fresno area. It might even be almost like a renaissance that'll happen, not only in this area, but to the city. We're just waiting to see. There's some very, how can I say, without being too negative about the situation, very different situations happening when it comes down to advocacy. We have a building that's an historical theater. It's been around. It's called the Tower Theater. We have a church body that wants to come in and actually they are in the process of buying the building. It's in escrow right now, but due to the drama that's going on now, the restaurant owners, which actually is a part of the actual land that would be owned, is contesting the sale. They're saying that the owners, the previous owners, or I should say the owners in escrow, did not give first rights of sale to the Sequoia, Tioga Sequoia. I should say Sequoia Brewery. My bad. Get some of these names right. So that was really part of the situation. And I think the biggest deal is finding out that their actual location would be sold and be a part of the new reconstruction of that area. So there's a lot of folks in the area that are upset. It is a LGBTQ and other community, not predominant, but they actually have socialized in the area for a long time. And so besides that community, the use, the artful use of that building, everyone is in concern with that situation. So we'd like you to comment on that. And also comment on the new dispensaries coming to the Fresno area, which has taken a long time to actually flip and turn on the switch for dispensary legalization in the area, and actually having locations that you can go to. So that should happen. I don't think I don't want to say it's going to be open in August, but I think the process of looking at the buildings, maybe August could be the grand opening for a few dispensaries. If not, I know that by the end of 2021, we should have dispensaries going in the Fresno area. A few of them, 14 to be exact. That'll be another vainglorious day, as they say. Shout outs to DJ Vainglorious. What else did I want to tell everybody out there? Thank you for listening here on Anchor and all the other platforms. I think this will reach out to Spotify and Apple Music. So we enjoy you. We appreciate all the support of the cannabis community. Please understand and get as much knowledge as you can about cannabis. I can't force anyone to understand what cannabis is. I mean, it's kind of like you, how can I say it? I'm shooting off the side of the hip right now, just spending my day with you. But I'm always thinking of what's new, what's trending right now in cannabis, especially in all the different areas. There might be a serious announcement of the federal legalization of cannabis in the near future, with measures being passed by the Senate to be signed by the President of the United States. House Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has mentioned that he is going to present a bill in the House that will be, again, looking like it will be passed, and then that bill will go to the Senate for legislation and passage and signing by the president. Senator Cory Booker endorses the move. So there's a lot going on with cannabis. I will keep you informed. Shout out to LMC and also Duncan's Dab Lab. Want to give them a shout out. Also, a shout out to the Artist Tree. Welcome to Fresno. Please stay, and we'll try to make your stay as enjoyable as possible, with the support of ACN-TV 420, Cannabuzz Radio, and Hemp Hemp Who Radio. With that said, Cannabuzz Kev, I'm going to sign off. I wanted to get it in 10, and that's what we did. Now it's time for me to go and puff on a little stuff that I've just picked up. So Let's enjoy this. Let me see what I've got here. This is the cereal milk that we will be indulging in right now as I finish up my laundry. You finish up your day. Enjoy yourselves. Remember, stay safe, smoke safe. Peace.